This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, we talked about everything from book burning by Russian authorities. They're confiscating hundreds of books, many of them textbooks from universities, and they burned at least 50 of them so far, according to the Associated Press. Story published over at Sky News in Australia, and also the 9th U.S. Circuit of Court of Appeals deciding that in an 8-3 ruling that it is symbolic speech to wear unearned military decorations. And you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. With you in studio, I'm Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Daniel is in South Carolina, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN-FM. Hello, Daniel.
How are you doing this evening?
Hey, welcome, sir.
The only thing I got to say about the medals, you see people walking around wearing military garb all the time, stripes upside down, fake medals, you know, and everything. It doesn't really bother me. I earned mine the right way. And the easiest way I see to take care of that is just to walk up to them, talk to them, ask them questions, expose them as being the liar and the fraud that they are, and humiliate them, and then go on about your business.
There you go. You're answering their free speech with other free speech. So you're using free speech to combat free speech, which I think is the best way to handle things. A lot of people see something they don't like, and they immediately jump to, well, we need to ban that. We need to prohibit that. It needs to be illegal. And that is a very dangerous road. It's a very slippery slope, because then the question has to be asked, well, who decides what should be allowed and what shouldn't? And then what's to prevent what you think is important to be prohibited later on down the line? Once you prohibit one thing because it's uncomfortable or somebody doesn't like it, it's only a matter of time before something that you like ends up being prohibited. I think that's a reasonable response, Daniel.
Yes. Yeah, the easiest way to get them to stop it is to humiliate them. You
Thanks
know,
for the
I mean,
call. Go ahead.
No problem.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Jay. He's in Michigan. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to talk to you about that comment you made before that other crazy guy got on the phone. It has to do with, you think it's immoral for a soldier to kill in the Army?
I think killing people is immoral.
But
unless it's for immediate self-defense purposes.
Okay, but for the Army, it's not okay?
No, over 90% of the people that are being killed in the current military conflicts are civilians, and then most of the other people that are being killed are of no direct threat to anyone. So, yes, killing people that are not a threat is immoral.
But you're saying that if you're a soldier and you're killing people because you're in the Army and you're in a war, that's not necessarily immoral if you're killing combatants.
If you are killing someone to preserve your self-life, then, you know, that's justifiable homicide,
okay.
Arguably.
But wait a minute, Daryl.
Okay. But what is being done by the U.S. military, 90% of the people being killed are civilians, and then a large percentage of the people that are not labeled as civilians are not a direct threat to anyone.
But, you know, in addition to what you're saying there, Daryl, the people who are in the military are choosing to go and put themselves in a place where their life could be threatened.
Yes.
So by virtue of their choice there, they are committing an immoral act, right? Like, they are not trying to avoid conflict. They are wanting the conflict.
They're seeking out conflict.
Right, wherein they know eventually they're going to be in the position to kill another human being.
Okay, gotcha.
Just because a politician says to do it doesn't make it moral.
Okay,
wouldn't you agree with that, Jay?
Gotcha. No, I don't really agree with it, and this is why. During World War II, when people volunteered to go over and fight the Nazis and to free Europe, based on that, that was immoral because they chose to go over there. And there were people that volunteered to go. Just like there were people in Vietnam that volunteered.
Well, obviously,
but
it's more offensive
but that's immoral.
It's obviously more offensive to draft people to fight your wars for you, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I understand that.
And, you know, if you decide that you want to go and rescue people on your own from some sort of captivity, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. So I guess I see where you're coming from there, Jay. If it was some sort of mission that you were on personally to try to rescue people from, you know, tyrannical people around the world. But the problem really comes in with the military for me is how it's funded. So if you want to get your buddies together, gather some weapons up and go, you know, enter some conflict and choose a side, you should be free to make those choices, I think. But I should not have to be forced to pay for your expedition. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but that I don't think anyone would ever try to do that.
You don't think anyone would ever try to do what?
The French Foreign Legion was people that got together and went to go fight voluntarily without being funded through taxation. They saved up their own money and went to France and joined what was called the French Foreign Legion.
What I'm trying to say is I don't think I would ever go grab my buddies and just go into some country. Understand where
you're coming from. But you would do it if a politician told you to do it?
No. The politician didn't tell me to go.
Were you in the military?
I volunteered, yeah. I volunteered and I went.
Okay, then a politician told you to go somewhere.
You volunteered to have politicians tell you where to go, right? Because you didn't volunteer and then get to decide where to go. They sent you somewhere, didn't they?
No. The war was already going on. I knew where I was going when I volunteered. I already knew it. It's not like they said, I didn't know where specifically, but I knew what country I was going to.
And if the politicians told you to go somewhere else and fight somewhere else, you would have done that too, wouldn't you?
It all depends. It really depends on what the situation was.
Okay, I would love to hear you say that you would disobey an order from the politicians if you thought they were immoral orders.
I volunteered to go to Iraq. Had it been, you know, some other situation, I might have not volunteered to go.
But what if you had already volunteered into the military and then they wanted to send you somewhere else? Would you have decided to not follow those orders?
Then I already volunteered. I signed and
so you volunteered to give up your decision-making ability? You volunteered to hand your will over to politicians, right?
No.
That's not what you just said?
That's...
You said that's you'd already volunteered, so if you got sent somewhere else, you'd go there.
Well, if I'm already in the Army, I have to. But I wouldn't
have
volunteered
to.
Unless it was under the right situation.
But then you admitted that if the situation changed, since you'd already joined the military, you'd go along and to get along, you'd do what you were told.
But, see, the way you're going about it, though, you can't run an army like that.
That's why the Russians shot.
I don't like the war that's going on, so I'm just going to quit.
Well, that's why some armies shoot people if they turn away from the front lines and try to run away, shoot their own men if they do that. So basically, you're just telling us what most military people do is they sign up for some sort of reason that they believe in, like saving the country or, you know, going and invading some terrible dictator's land or whatever, but then admitting that ultimately you become a tool of politicians and you'll do whatever it is that they tell you to do because, well, that's just the way it is. And you shouldn't be able to make individual decisions for yourself and actually assess the things you're told to do.
You know that going into it. You know that going
You know
into
that
it.
You have given up your individuality, that you are a tool of the state, and you'll do as you're told. And that's something you're proud of?
Yes.
That's
when
a shame.
I volunteer for the Army, I am proud of it.
Yeah, so you're proud of being a mindless automaton who doesn't actually think for himself and does whatever it is you're told.
You're twisting it, man.
Isn't that kind of sad?
You're twisting it.
How is that twisting it? Isn't that exactly what you just described?
You're basically, just crapping on all these people who signed up when we needed people. that's what you're
I don't need anyone. I don't want to go and fight wars around the world. If there's somebody attacking my family or my friends, then I think it's one thing to defend somebody there with violence, but to go around the world and do the bidding of politicians is not something to be proud of. Politicians are liars and scum, and you should be embarrassed. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Why is it that all of a sudden politicians become so wonderful when it's time to go to war? We know they're trash.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll free numbers here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, there's a movement in healthcare today full of people who are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading that movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com or 800-722-8041. That's Join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare, joinlhs.com or toll free 800-722-8041. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Let's go to Andy in Texas listening on TuneIn. Hello, Andy. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, you know, this last guy that called, you know, I joined the Army when I was 17, so I was right out of 11th grade. I joined the Army, and I did it because I was patriotic. I wanted to be, you know, I joined the Army Reserves. I spent 4 years there, and then I went 4 years active. I thought I was doing the right thing. So if I'm actually doing the right thing and then I find out that I'm not doing the right thing, what's my reaction going to be to that? You know, I swore an oath to a constitution, and I know you guys look at the constitution and you're like, well, you know, that's, you know, it's a piece of paper or whatnot, but I did swear an oath to that, and I stood up to that, and all I've ever found out from the entire thing that I went through, the only thing I found out is that these are banker wars. Everything that I've ever been through was a banker thing. It all comes down to money and resources and whatnot. And so I've never found any value in what we're doing. And so I side with you guys. And I also want to tell you.
Before you go on, isn't that what Smedley Butler said? You're like the most decorated Marine of all time or whatever.
He wrote a pamphlet
about that called War is a Racket, I believe, where he basically said that he was just a killer for the mega corporations and the banks.
He said, never again will I fight a war for this country.
So go ahead. You were going to add something else in there. Go ahead.
No, but no. All I want to say is that I feel betrayed. You know, I was sold a dream that wasn't a dream. It wasn't a reality that was ever going to become. You know, the dream that was ever going to become reality. There's nothing. We're doing all this stuff for nothing, except for the benefit of the bankers and the corporations.
I hear you, Andy. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. You might want to have a take a look at that phone. I don't know if it's your end or the network, but. Doesn't sound that good there. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
You've never read War as a Racket, nor do you know much about the prohibitionist Smedley Butler, but your appeal to his authority is laughable, seeing as the only sentence you can mention from the book that you've never read, nor do you know anything about the wars that have happened afterwards, which were moral, and killing.
Well, that last guy disagreed with you, and he was actually in the military. Were you ever in the military, James?
I happen to be genetically related to somebody that was in the military and won the serious award.
So because you were genetically related means your opinion's more valuable than the guy actually in the military who actually knows what it was like. Huh?
Besides the previous caller, who I'm not talking about, and his... Your appeal to his authority is a meaningless as well. But may I continue on so-called Free Talk Live and have what I want to say without being interrupted?
I don't know. I'll decide that. But go ahead.
Because neither you or Daryl W. P. Perry are ministers, and I believe in a God that will brutally punish you. Neither you.
You are hilarious.
Call anybody a liar or scum makes me beg the question. Either you or that fat pig you're sitting next to have a mirror.
I think Daryl's actually looked in the mirror quite a few times, and he's lost 150 pounds in the last year. How much do you weigh, James?
I'm talking about your rotten, internally be rotten soul if you don't repent and atone
and tell the truth for once in your misspent life, Ian.
What lie have we told tonight, James?
First of all, calling Paul, defaming the entire U.S. military because we went to Iraq because it's for bankers, that's a lie. We're not even in Iraq anymore. So we didn't go there for oil.
I don't know who we is.
Bankers, like,
I'm not in Iraq, and I never was. There are members of the U.S. military still in Iraq
and
to
Afghanistan.
This day. Yeah, and Japan. A thousand military bases all around the world. It's all bad in my book. It's all aggression.
Really?
All around the globe.
May I?
And you support it. You support a big military, right, James? You support military adventurism and military welfare.
You call it adventurism.
Mm-hmm.
You use laughable terms that mean it reduces the argument to the absurd when you call militaryism adventurism. Now, we're not in we didn't go to Iraq or Afghanistan for an adventure, nor do we go over there to steal their stuff.
What was it for? What was the point of that?
Well, Saddam Hussein, the world's formerly biggest mass murderer, most dangerous and richest and powerful gangster.
You mean the one that Donald Rumsfeld was shaking hands with back in the 1980s as they helped him out?
You want to switch the subject?
You mean that same Saddam Hussein, though, right? The old buddy of the U.S. government?
May I respond to that?
Did you support him when they put him in power, too?
May I respond to that?
The question is, did you support him when they put him in power?
There's another thing. Saddam Hussein didn't come to power on behalf and thanks to the U.S. government.
Oh, really?
In 1977. Oh, really? Yes, really. You damn fool. You don't know anything about history. You haven't even read anything. You're not.
So you're telling me Saddam Hussein did not have the support of the U.S. federal government in the beginning of his rule of Iraq. Is that what you're telling me?
Subsequent to the United States having hostages taken in Tehran in 1977, Ian Bernard, United States, when Iraq invaded Iran in 1980 because everybody already in the United States of America pretty much hated the Iranian regime, which now still exists the same.
So is it the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing?
Can I continue?
It was a useful enemy at that point. Thanks for the call, James. Toll-free number? No, you can't. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. I don't claim to be, you know, some sort of history buff or whatever. I'm not. But I do remember, you know, pretty much seeing footage of Saddam Hussein being buddy-buddy with old Donald Rumsfeld, who ended up going after him years later, you know, decades later. I think it was in the early 1980s when those pictures were taken.
Early to mid.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that was because the Reagan administration was buddy-buddy with Saddam Hussein and helped him solidify his power in Iraq. I mean, am I wrong about that? If I'm wrong, please, you know, let me know. I don't believe James when he says I'm wrong, though. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. There's also interesting news in the Ross Ulbricht case. He's a man who is in prison for the rest of his life for running a website called The Silk Road, an underground marketplace where illegal drugs were sold. And he's filing an appeal. We've got details on that coming up. You can also share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
I've got an email about Bitcoin as well that I'd love to get to if we get the chance. There's some controversy in the Bitcoin universe right now with one of the main developers quitting his job with Bitcoin. We'll tell you more about that here. It's an unpaid role, by the way. The developers just do it because it's the love of Bitcoin and the love of the idea of cryptocurrency. We can get into that later. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there on the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based system. It's free to use, and you can submit, let's say, a news article or a YouTube video or whatever it is that you think is interesting or fun or entertaining, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate and that we'll like, because we usually use freetalklive.com, our own site, as a source for some of the show topics that we might discuss on the air. So it's a great way to possibly get something on the air. Of course, the best way to get something on the air is to just call us up toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to the fun. First up, Eric is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Eric. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering about why no one talks about the negativities of marijuana. The THCs that are involved in the substance.
The THC is actually one of the beneficial ingredients in cannabis, and you're a little distorted. I don't know if you can back away from your phone receiver, like maybe move it away from your mouth like about an inch or two.
Right,
you'll probably sound a little bit better that way. But, THC is one of the active ingredients. There are a few others. And THC is the one that most people are looking for in order to either get high or to use as a medical kind of a tincture or something that could possibly solve some of their medical problems. So, actually, THC is pretty valuable and very, very desirable.
Well, the more medical thing I've heard from it improving is epilepsy.
I knew of somebody who was using, I think it was THC oil to treat epileptic seizures, but there are many, many different issues that the use of THC, specifically medical cannabis and
arthritis, forms depression, chronic headaches.
I believe glaucoma is in there. I've seen people treating symptoms of multiple sclerosis with cannabis, and I'm sure that's just a short list. I imagine there's quite a bit more.
But doesn't it also kill brain cells?
No, there's no evidence for that. In fact, your brain actually has receptors for THC.
Now, I will say, Ian, that smoking anything can wind up, killing some brain cells. But that's just because of the depleted oxygen.
Yeah.
If you use cannabis in, say, a tincture form, you're
or
not
really in like a cookie or something.
Right. So when I use tinctures, I'll put it in my water and then I ingest it. There's no smoking of that. No brain cells are dying that way,
mm-hmm.
And there's no oxygen that's being depleted to the brain.
Yeah, there's a lot of propaganda out there, Eric, about cannabis. It's been in our society for generations, and that's why people have a lot of misunderstandings about it. They don't really understand what it is and what it's capable of. In fact, science is still just kind of on the cusp of really getting a grip on cannabis and all of the things that it can do. I mean, I really do think that in a lot of ways, in a lot of people's lives, it really is a miracle drug, and it has helped keep people alive for longer. It has helped, I think, in some cases, cure. There are some people who are saying that it can cure cancer. I don't know if that's true, but there's some, I think there's some early studies that are pointing to things that suggest that. And again, we're very much on the cusp of learning about this, because only now is it becoming possible to really do medical studies on cannabis in ways that were heretofore impossible when it was completely prohibited across the entire United States. Thanks for the call tonight, Eric. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, there's plenty of different resources on the Internet that you can look at to find news story after scientific study about cannabis and how it does help people. So hopefully we'll see it be legal in a lot more places over time, not just for medical purposes, but also for recreational, because it certainly doesn't make people's lives better to go to a prison cell because they wanted to get stoned. Let's go, just in the same way it doesn't make people's lives better to send them to prison because they wanted to get some alcohol, which, of course, was happening just a number of decades ago. Let's go to Jimmy in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey,
next year will be my 40th year in the military, and if
sorry
I could meet
that
dude who called in named James, I would smack his ass to the ground.
Why is that?
I did Korea, the DMZ, I did Afghanistan, I did Iraq. Our military is very important to our country. And the district,
I think James was supporting the military when he was on the phone earlier.
That didn't sound like it to me.
Okay, maybe you're mixing him up with somebody else.
Supported and respected.
Well, why should I respect a group of people who is funded on the basis of coercion? I mean, it's not like they're voluntarily funding what they're doing. I don't respect people who steal from others. Do you?
No, I didn't steal from anybody.
No, but somebody else stole on your behalf.
Platoon.
Somebody else stole on your behalf to fund your platoon, to fund the whole expedition. I mean, like, I shouldn't have
money you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, if the military wanted to actually protect me, then they should go and they should arrest the politicians in Washington, D.C.
Some of them, I do agree with you.
I think they should arrest all of them.
If we have a war over here with ISIS, who's going to protect us?
Well, I think that the thousands of people, the hundreds of thousands of people with guns would do a fine job of that. I'm not sure why I'm hearing myself back. Are you still there, Jimmy? Yeah, I think something went really screwed with his line.
I think he dropped off as soon as he asked the question about the war with ISIS and the whole thing of, do you want a war here or do you want a war over there, presumes that there has to be a war. And I don't believe that there has to be a war.
But, Daryl, don't they want to come here? And don't we have to go there before they come here to kill us?
That's the thing. You're presuming that there needs to be a war. You're presuming that, you know, the only reason they want to, quote-unquote, kill us is because we're free. That's the lie we're told, right? Mm. That they want to kill us because we're free. No, they're upset because we keep bombing them. That there's this weird cycle of violence that people seem to forget is a cycle of they bombed us, or they did this thing that we don't like. We're upset. We've got to go fight them. And then we bomb them, and people forget, hey, wait a second.
I haven't bombed anyone.
We didn't like it. No.
You mean the U.S. federal government?
The U.S. federal government, and then people in the military that support the whole, you know, cycle of violence. They would say, we have to go fight because they did this to us.
And they forget
so
what they did
to
them.
We have to do this to them, and they forget how they felt when something was done to them.
Mm-hmm.
That they forget that the only reason they're upset is, you know, oh, we have to go fight them because they knocked down a couple of our buildings, or they did this, or they did that. But yeah, that was their response to all of our intervention to them.
Right. So there was decades of intervention, military interventionism, CIA meddling prior to the 9/11 attacks, and
yes,
then everybody acted like this. The 9/11 attacks came out of nowhere. If anything, the 9/11 attacks were just a fraction of the violence and the meddling that had gone against the folks in the Middle East for those decades. But further, the idea that you're going to somehow get them back or make things right by committing more violence against more innocent people, because, what, was there a few thousand folks, 3,000 or something, that I think died or whatever in the 9/11
attacks? Roughly 3,000 died on 9/11 in the Two Towers.
So somehow killing over 100,000 innocent people is going to, what, make that right in some way by exterminating more innocent life? Because wasn't the Iraq body count at like over 100,000 by the time?
I've seen somewhere close to a million, depending on the estimates you use.
I'm using the most conservative of
Yeah,
of
most conservative is 100,000.
So, if you think that's going to solve the problem, then you're ignorant as to how this all works. You kill another 100,000 people, well, guess what? You've just radicalized more terrorists. You've just created ISIS. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
We're going to go right back to your phone calls and your thoughts. Also, still to come here, Ross Ulbricht filing an appeal, finally, on his case where he's now sentenced to life in prison for running a website, running one of the most infamous websites of all time, the Silk Road, where you could buy and sell all kinds of things that you can't normally go and get at Walmart or Amazon. And I mean by that drugs and fake IDs and things of that nature. We'll tell you more about that. You can also join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, I've got an email with some good questions about Bitcoin. But first, let's go to William in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, William.
Hi, how are you doing? Yes,
hey, what's on your mind?
I absolutely believe we should have book burning.
You believe we should have book burning?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me why you're saying that.
Well, I'm an author. Okay, and the more books you burn, the more you're actually paying. And in fact, I'd appreciate if you buy all of my books that are available on Amazon and just burn them all. Leave a nice review saying how nicely they burned. Okay, and maybe more people will want to buy them, and we could start. You know, this is a renewable energy resource. And
that's true. It is renewable. You can always grow more books.
Yeah, it's like, what was the potato chip thing that
Crunch all you want.
Jay
we'll
Leno,
make more.
Yeah, Jay Leno advertised back in the 80s. Eat all you want. We'll make more.
Yeah, that's right. So, William, that was the same joke that Daryl used earlier, and you know, it wasn't as good the second time around, but you might not have been tuned in at that point.
I'm not ready to turn down that problem.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Didn't sound too serious about burning those books. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Here's a quick email that I received from Kelly, and I don't know if it's a he or a she. So Kelly says, "Greetings from the socialist dictatorship of Chicago. I became disenchanted with regular politics when I tried to get a gun for my safety after robberies increased in my neighborhood by 70%. Do you carry in New Hampshire? I understand people have the freedom to openly carry a handgun for their own self-protection. I can't imagine what being this free is like because I have never experienced it. And the answer is, I don't generally open carry in New Hampshire, but I know people who do, and I support absolutely their right to do it. I think it is great that they have that freedom to do that here, and I think that that is something that can contribute to lower crime, because if people who are of the criminal mindset see other folks carrying guns openly, that may actually reduce their likelihood of committing an actual criminal act, a violent act of robbery or murder or whatever it is that they had in mind to commit, but then might choose otherwise because they might lose their life if they do that. And so that's one of the reasons, in my opinion, why New Hampshire is one of the safest places. There are fewer murders here, I believe, than any other state in the union.
Depends on how you do the statistics.
Okay.
Because
it
I
would figure.
What's that?
That figures, but it's
right,
still
because
darn safe.
I saw one of the statistics to where when suicides are included, the number increases.
Should suicide be included, however?
I don't think it should be, because you're not taking someone else's life, but it's still...
It doesn't qualify as a violent crime. Violence usually has to be against someone else. I guess you could argue you're doing violence against yourself, but I would say that
You're violating government property. That's why it's illegal if you don't successfully kill yourself.
Wait a minute. You're violating government property. What do you mean by that?
The government claims that you're their property.
You're their property. Okay. And then you'll die
if you attempt to kill yourself and are not successful,
that's
a crime, and you can wind up going to the crazy house for it.
Yep, it's definitely true that you can carry a gun openly in New Hampshire, and I'm sorry about you folks there in Chicago. I don't know about the rest of Illinois, but I know that Illinois generally is not too friendly towards guns. That is pretty much all I know about Illinois.
That's mostly because of Chicago.
And so if you want to experience what that's like, I would recommend you check out the Free State Project if you love liberty. And it's important that you have to love liberty before you check out the Free State Project, because we don't want somebody here who likes gun freedom but wants to restrict other people's freedom, let's say, to have a plant or a drug or something like that. So if you understand what freedom means, and that is that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't, you know, hurt anybody else in the process, and that other people should also have that same liberty, then you're the right person to look at New Hampshire and check out the Free State Project. And don't wait! The Free State Project is about to be done. We're talking about 20,000 people signing up to move to New Hampshire to get active for liberty in our lifetime. It's at 96% of that 20,000 right now.
That's over 19,200.
That's correct. And it's going up at about 40 or 50 signers per day. So you literally have probably no more than the next 2 weeks to get this taken care of if you want to be part of history. Now, you can still move to New Hampshire after the Free State Project reaches 20,000. You could be, 20,001 or whatever, and you're still welcome to come here. But if you want to be in that first 20,000, now would be the time. Do not dilly-dally. Do not delay. Go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. Sign the statement of intent. And then start making plans to join us here. And check it out, because it is a lot more free in New Hampshire. In fact, there's 101 reasons why New Hampshire is the best place for
liberty.
There
are more than 101, because I could think of a few that weren't in the movie.
But the movie is a very, very good movie, and it's an hour-long documentary that goes over 101 of them in just an hour's time. So it's a real fast-moving movie. You can see it for free at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. So let me go on, though. Kelly has a Bitcoin-related question, too. He or she says, quote, I have been listening to your program for the last few weeks and heard the ad about Purse, which offers significant discounts on products sold on Amazon. I'm completely new to the world of Bitcoin, and it's highly confusing. I discovered I can obtain the current Bitcoin price using the Stocks app on my iPhone. Yahoo Finance actually offers current price information. I didn't realize it was this mainstream. It seems I need to purchase Bitcoin from one source and store it in a wallet with a different company to obtain low or no fees for the transactions. Could you provide suggestions on your favorite wallets and places to obtain Bitcoin? So, first off, you don't have to have your wallet hosted by a company. that is a common way that people do it, like with blockchain.info, for instance. They will offer you a wallet on their website that you can log into and you can use.
Well, with blockchain, you can't connect a bank account and directly purchase the Bitcoin.
I wasn't recommending blockchain. I was giving an example.
I was just saying that the reason most people would wind up, you know, having some company have their wallet is so that they can easily purchase the Bitcoin. So Coinbase is a company that I do business with, and I realize that, you know, some people don't like them because of, you know, their willingness to comply with regulations.
I have mixed feelings on that topic, but
they make it incredibly easy to purchase Bitcoin, where you connect your bank account and it's like a 1% fee plus a 15-cent bank transfer fee.
Yeah, there's a 15-cent minimum.
And they can't get away from the 15-cent bank transfer fee.
Yeah, I mean, that only really affects you. It's a 15-cent minimum, I think. If you go...
No, it's 1% plus...
Is it?
It's a 15-cent bank transfer fee.
You know what, Daryl? You're going to have to look at one of my receipts recently, because there was a fairly large purchase that actually... The fee they took was actually less than 1%. So I don't know if it's actually even a 1% fee.
Interesting.
I'll show that to you.
I know whenever I've purchased Bitcoin before, it's a 1% fee... Huh. Plus a 15-cent transfer fee. But whether it's 1%, less than 1%, it's still
it's super low. Right. You can't get it any lower than Coinbase. There are other places and other ways to get Bitcoin than
Airbits. The Airbits wallet for Android, and I'm guessing they have it for Apple as well, they have something connected into their app where I think it's a company called Glidera. And so then you're, you know, doing the thing completely through your phone, and it's connected in somehow. And
is it like credit card?
I'm not sure exactly how Glidera works. I've never used it. I just know that it's built into.
You just know it's there.
I think it's built into the app.
I think for simplicity's sake, we should stick with things we have experience with.
Yes.
And you and I both have experience with Coinbase. They make it pretty easy. Although I gotta say, I was recently setting up a bank account that I intended to connect to Coinbase. It was actually easier to go and get the bank account. And the Bitcoin world is supposed to be easier than the old banking world, but the Coinbase thing, I had to, like, email support, things kind of got held up, and there was a bit of a hassle. But for most people, it's pretty easy. If you just go on Coinbase's website at coinbase.com, you can easily create an account. The linking of it to the bank account can take a few days because, you know, you got to verify that the numbers are right. You know, they do the little tiny deposit and, like, oh, 12 cents, 30 cents. You put that in, and then it verifies. So, it's going to take you a few days to get a proper Coinbase account set up with linkage to the bank account. But that's how you get the 1% discount. Otherwise, you can walk to a Bitcoin vending machine that might be in your town and pay 5 to 10%. It's Free Talk Live. Learn more at bitcoin.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of